once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, one and all, to a brand new edition of The Quinn Spin. You can see I'm getting excited to go see Creed in August up in Hershey, PA. Anyway, I'm your host, The Quinn. At least that's how I'm known here on the program. And after that, don't go look up my real name. I'm back here on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and more for another rousing and riveting installment of the official podcast of Underground Music Collective. And you just heard Rebel Nine's All It Become at the top of the show. That's been our opening theme song here at The Quinn Spin since the great year of 2014, and it will be until the very end of days. And you'll notice I'm back here once again and helping our music evolve in Studio A, all by my lonesome, for another Quinn Spin solo mission, the second one of the week. And this solo mission, of course, highlights the life and times of the creative entrepreneur. Most often, that creative entrepreneur is me. Before we get to today's topic, which is another spicy one, I want to encourage you to like, share, comment, subscribe, and follow the show, UMC, on whatever channels, streaming platforms that you find us. Of course, that helps more people find us and tap in and engage, just like you have so kindly chosen to do here today. And I thank you. And I promise you something spicy. And spicy is what you're going to get. So, as you know, if you know me, if you know this platform, I and we are big supporters of Music Fest up in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. 10-day festival takes over the entire city for 10 days, well, really 11 days in August if you count preview night. Of course, I'm presenting at the Music Fest Industry and Education Conference on Friday, August 2nd, 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. Get your tickets now at musicfest.org. And I also go back every year and work as the Northside Sheriff, your friendly neighborhood Northside Sheriff, making sure we deliver safety and justice with a smile on the north side of Music Fest every single year. So I've got a long and storied history with this organization. I know all the people there, you know, and I'm always truly amazed at what we as a team, because I'm fortunate enough to be part of it, pull off every single year from an operational standpoint, from a planning standpoint, from a programming standpoint. And I've got to give a lot of love to the programming folks there at ArtsQuest and Music Fest, because they, every single year, have this Herculean task of booking hundreds of free performances across the 10-day festival, as well as the main stage, which this year you've got headliners like Ludacris, like Old Dominion's ZZ Top, and plenty more where that came from. It's truly a feat. And again, I can't wait to join my team for homecoming again this year. It's going to be a lot of fun. But I also am fascinated in a different way by some of the local attitudes about this festival over the years. Back in 2017, when we were Lehigh Valley Underground, based in Bethlehem, I wrote an article titled, "So You Weren't Selected to Play Music Fest." And you can go, if you go to umcnashville.com right now and go into the search bar, type in what I just said, you'll find that article. And basically, this was born of people locally whose bands weren't selected, whose friends' bands weren't selected to play Music Fest, going on social media, starting these big, sprawling, ranting Facebook threads about how, you know, they should have been picked and the people who put this festival on are clueless and this, that, and the other thing. And my point in writing that article was essentially to say, if that's your attitude and that's what you're putting out there publicly, how do you expect that to help you? And the reason this is top of mind is because festival's coming up again, and I saw here in 2024, many years later, somebody just do the same thing on social media, where, yeah, I guess they've played, you know, plenty of times in the past, and they weren't happy about the slot they were offered, the amount of money they were offered, and they went putting it on blast on social media, using profanity, using the word clueless, this, that, and the other thing. And I come back to this point. If you're going to go on social media and you're going to talk trash about the people that you want opportunities from, that's not going to do you any favors. It's going to do you a lot more harm than good. What do you expect to happen in that situation? Do you expect them to be like, "Oh, I am so sorry. Here, let me hand you everything you want. As a matter of fact, let me hand you a little bit more because you deserve it, because you're an artist." And the world doesn't work like this, okay? And just in general, there's just so much entitlement that I'm seeing out here. Well, I'm a starving artist, and therefore, people should just pay me to create the thing, right? Spotify should pay me more. I should just be given opportunities because I'm doing the thing. I'm first name, middle name, singer, songwriter from anywhere USA. I'm going to counter with this, and this is designed to help you. What value are you bringing to the table, and what brand are you building around your art that is going to set you apart from all the other first name, middle name singer-songwriters from anywhere USA? It's not just a matter of I make music and I make music well and therefore I should be compensated for that music. It's a business like anything else. And in that business, you need to build brand partnerships. You need to build a social presence. You need to make content. You need to build relationships, and those relationships need to be positive, productive, and mutually beneficial. So having this attitude of I deserve this just because I'm doing the thing, number one, is erroneous. Number two, is going to rub a lot of people the wrong way, and it's going to burn a lot of bridges and sour a lot of promising relationships. The best thing that you can do to get the opportunities that you want is to bring value to the people giving those opportunities. And if you've had opportunities before and you're wondering why they're drying up, maybe it's time to reinvent. Maybe it's time to offer something new. Maybe it's time to modernize what you're offering and maybe start a dialogue. Hey, what are you looking for? What kind of experience can I bring to the table? Simple, right? So that's what I have for you today. It's not a matter of I'm making the thing and therefore I deserve opportunities for making the thing. It's a matter of I'm making the thing. Here's the value that it can bring to you. How can we work together to increase the value for all? Stop with the entitlement. It ain't a good look. But start following the Quinn Spin if you haven't yet on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and more. Also on the socials at Quinn Spin Official on Instagram and Threads. The Quinn Spin, two N's in Quinn, two N's in Spin, of course, on Facebook and TikTok. Also at UMC Nashville on most of the socials. We'll bring you to our socials. That's Instagram, TikTok, X, Threads, all those. UMCNashville.com as well as our central hub for all things independent music, creativity, community, and more. At Nash Live shows as well. Stay tuned. We're going to have our next experience announcement coming up pretty soon. We're working on the next one, starting to talk through the details, starting to take what worked and didn't work from the last one and use it to make it even bigger and better this next time out. And go catch a recap at Nash Live shows from our friends at Amadio Sound if you want to get a feel for what we're doing and you want to tap in with us there. And if you want to tap in with me for updates on all these things and the occasional fitness thirst trap, at Gerard Longo 12. Believe it or not, my name's not actually the Quinn. Rebel 9's all I've become. Going to take us out like it brought us in. Grab some muffins on your way out.